Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Reveille, reveille, donks. Look at us now, tip to tip. This is our life. This is our passion. That's the spirit we bring to this show.
I'm Luke Thomas.
I'm Brian Campbell.
This is Morning Combat.
Oh, yeah. Can you feel that in-studio magic? The chemistry is about to get a little bit crazy. Friday, May 12th, 2023. What are you looking at right now? Two washed dads? Or how about the best damn combat sports show, period. Yes, it's Morning Combat. Brian Campbell, the BBC, with that BDE, one half of your hosting duo. We win awards in this place, but a lot of that has to do with you guys coming for this guy right here. A lot of men have come for this guy. It's Luke Thomas.
Wow.
No, we have male viewers. No,
we
have male viewers, right? That's the whole point. That's the whole point, Luke. They come for
you. A lot of
guys
ejaculate for this man.
They stay for me. Luke, we're back here. Can we touch tips here? We're back.
Sorry, I have full-blown AIDS anyway.
Thank you. Wow. Luke, we have a hell of an interesting show today.
We do.
As we get a little spicy here in Jersey City at the old bomb shelter or the old Orchids of Combat. What do we call it now?
We don't come to very much.
We're back at it, though, thankfully, here with our folks from Malka, Showtime, and, of course, CBS, the other label that pays us to bring this great show for you today. Corey, Manich, Gaff, Pierre on the ones and twos behind us. Luke, this show, though, we're not just going to set the stage for a combat sports weekend, which has a few different tasty dishes with OK Bet, giving the people a little direction on where to put their money. But we're going to try out a few other things, including, Dead Wrong, and then maybe we take the old Wheel of Death, but we reverse it.
Yeah, for the first time ever, Brian Campbell is going to spin the wheel, and I'm looking to inflict maximum pain.
Emotionally? Physically?
Emotionally.
All right.
Yeah, psychologically.
Well, the physical and psychological pain may come in our final segment, the debut, Luke Thomas, of Deuces Wild, which, if the title gives you any indication, that could be the rest of your weekend after we take 10 inappropriately hot wings. I heard terms like ghost pepper.
Ghost pepper, Carolina Reaper.
And I ask you 10 questions about Morning Combat trivia history. If you get it right, I eat the wing.
Yep.
If you get it wrong, you're going down.
I don't mind eating those wings. I'm actually kind of excited.
Well, I'm an old bitch when it comes to wing temperature sensitivity on the hotness, on the physical effects that it, you know, it's like.
I think you're going to be like DJ Khaled on Hot Ones, where he got to like Cholula, which is basically just salt and vinegar.
Yeah, he got to like 1.5 wings. He was like,
This is Guantanamo Bay forced rectal feeding. I cannot do this anymore.
Yes. Will I tap out as easily? But you've been talking for years, Luke, about how well you'll stand up to spicy food.
Well, here's what I can
because
say.
Because of the spicy women in your life.
Yeah, I eat spicy food all the time. I can say that. And I've done the last dab, which has on the Scoville rating 1 million units.
Yes.
Which is like insanely high. I've done that several times without too much issue. So we shall see.
Okay. Shout out to all our great super fans and P1s that continue to populate this and help us win awards. Shout out, of course, to that great label that pays us Showtime, which has a loaded combat sports weekend for you that you might want to get involved with, because this evening, early evening, in fact, late afternoon from Paris. Bellator's back with a bang. How about Showtime Championship Boxing? Rolly Romero back Saturday night in a vacant title bout. You're going to need to watch that. Go on to Showtime.com right now. Get your 30 days free. Luke Thomas and I, by the way, Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on the Showtime Boxing Countdown prelim show. Calling some fights.
We're doing a 2.5-hour show?
I don't know the length, Luke. Okay, I just signed up for the job, right?
Yes, we'll be there. We'll be there. So we'll get the prelims for you. There's actually some interesting guys on the prelims, some boxing lineage or history. Yeah, or
the nephew of the great Hawaiian Punch, Brian Viloria, will be having his second pro fight, Justin, on that card. We'll check that out. Enjoy that this weekend. Luke, you know what I enjoy every single morning? Because, you know, looking this healthy and good, it don't come easy. Luke.
Just masturbating in the shower.
Luke, our next partner is a partner that is more of a life partner for me, if I'm being really fair. You know what I'm saying?
Jock itch.
I'm talking about AG1 by Athletic Greens, okay? I'm not talking about Amanda Guerra, AG2. Not talking about her, okay? I'm sure she's having a great time in Paris, but I'm talking about AG1.
AG1, our next partner, is something that he uses every day. We start taking AG1 because we want better gut health.
I wish energy. You'd use it. I mean, do they want to look like you or me when they get older? Or neither.
Yeah, That's one of those half a dozen one way, six the other. But we want more energy. And listen, here's the best part. You don't want to take a bunch of pills. Who does?
Yeah. And you know what I love best about it? Well, I usually tell you the price, right? Less than $3 a day to take command of your health. And I mean, you're already wasting all that money on that cold brew and vaping habit. But you know what I really like about it? The taste. It's super healthy, but it doesn't taste medicinal or weird, Luke. It's got that mild tropical taste that I like. I look forward to each morning.
75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. All kinds of good stuff in that one little packet, one little scoop.
No amateur biotics in this bitch, right? Okay, so Luke, this special blend of ingredients we know already supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, your aging, and it also supports you if you are taking on a new lifestyle. I'm talking about keto. I'm talking about paleo. All this shit is compatible, Luke.
It is compatible. So here's the deal. Lifestyle friendly, a way he explained it, less than 1 gram of sugar. As he explained it, no GMOs, no chemicals. Cost you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. In BC, taking AG1 is a small micro habit with big benefits. One thing you can do every single day to take great care of
yourself. Yeah, and if you want to join our team of what we're doing here, you know who uses AG1? Phil McKagan, NFL coach, MK Donk.
That's right.
And he's way more jacked than we are.
He was an NFL coach.
Yes. Yes. You don't think he'll be again?
I don't know if he wants to be.
I think he'll be a head coach one day.
He might.
All right. Well, what I'm talking about is you can believe us, you can believe Phil, or you can believe the 7,000 people that have given 5-star reviews. So here's the deal. You want to reclaim your health. You want to listen to people like Ferris, Gervais, Campbell, Rogan. We want you to get your first order with a little splash on top of that. Why don't you go right now to athleticgreens.com/morningcombat. And with your first purchase, you're going to get a 1-year free supply of immune-supporting vitamin D drops. You're also going to get 5 free travel packs that I use, Luke. I'll be using them this weekend in Jersey City.
I'm glad to hear that. Of course, as BC indicated there, you can get everything you want with the vitamin D supporting 1-year supply, 5 free travel packs, athleticgreens.com/morningcombat. Again, athleticgreens.com/morningcombat to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Yes, if you want to be the ultimate warrior, that's what you need, Luke. Luke,
wasn't he like super racist?
Probably, yes. He gave a disappointing speech at the University of Connecticut one time, but they were like, his views do not reflect that of the university. He loved steroids, though, too, that guy.
Well, they're very lovable.
Yes,
very lovable.
I can't wait for you one day to put your money where your mouth is and take control.
I don't think that day is that far. I don't think that's that far.
Okay, I mean, I got two words for you. 2013 Vitor.
Yeah, I don't think I would get to that level, but... Right. Something better than what I've got.
Hey, you know what level I'm at when it comes to okay bet every week?
The worst?
Things are not going well with Team BC at the moment. Maybe some of you already knew that.
There's never been a moment where it's gone well.
Well, every week, Luke and I look ahead to the weekend schedule, and we go head-to-head. We put our money where our mouth is. 5 straight picks against each other, looking at the main event of the biggest fight of the weekend. We pick a favorite. We pick an underdog. We pick an over-under. We pick a KO or a sub. Luke, last week you picked again very well. 4-1, dude.
Yeah.
We call this okay bet.
Cha-ching.
But, Luke, your 4-1 was rivaled by my reverse 1-4 job.
Dude, your record, man, you're starting to...
So I've fallen 10 games behind Luke.
I've got the record of like a women's MMA fighter who's been like competing for a long time.
Yeah, you're like Randa Markos right now.
Yeah, and you're like that guy who one time fought a future UFC star in like their third fight on the regional show. And you're just
Parker
out there...
Parker Porter.
Yeah. Right? No,
John
no, no,
Jones
no, no.
Once.
Like one of his previous opponents on the regional scene. That's who you
We're
are.
We're both Connecticut and white, Luke. That's the only. That's what we got going on in common right there. So here's the deal. The overall standings at the moment, Luke Thomas 32-26-1, teetering above 500. Your boy BC down to 22-37. Luke, if I don't turn this ship around quickly, there's an iceberg in our future, possible drowning for you. One of us is going to pose naked, but... I may have to end up at a Cannibal Corpse concert if I don't end up.
I think I would spare you one of those, but I'm definitely would take you to like Dying Fetus,
like Anal Beatdown Festival.
Anal Beatdown.
Yeah. Yes.
There's one touring band, Vomitorium. We could go see them.
Wow. That's...
But if Cattle Decapitation came around, or even Gojira or something, I'd take you to that.
You know, Cattle Decapitation should play at a slaughterhouse. That'd sort of be like.
How about Goat Whore? You go see Goat Whore.
Goat Whore.
Yeah. Goat Whore.
Okay. All right. Remember when Jim Brewer did that goat character on SNL in the late 90s?
No.
It was like, you know, like that.
Yeah, it was not. No.
You're not into
it? Oh, I vaguely remember that.
Goat but, Boy? Yeah, that
yeah,
was,
it wasn't
that
very
was,
funny.
That was really good. All right, Luke Thomas, as the defending champion, you get the advantage of getting to overrule any picks we have the same except for that main event.
Yep.
You also can go first or second. What do you choose?
I'll go first today. All right, so here we go. We start with our main pick for the main event. For me, this one's not too difficult. I'm going to stick with UFC, even though you can pick from Bellator, and I do have some Bellator picks. But I'm going to go Jaleltin Almeida in the main event for UFC Charlotte.
Let me pause you about the odds real quickly as you continue. Minus 500, according to Caesars. Jairzinho plus 375.
Even without knowing the numbers on the odds, this one's really not that difficult. Again, a big puncher and a good counter puncher and a guy like Rozenstruik, you can never fully count out. MMA is wild. He could go in all crazy and get his lights put out. But everything we've seen to this point, he weighed in at 231 today. Just, he looks like an NFL tight end, basically. He's got this incredible in-between cruiserweight spot that allows him to just feast on these older, pudgier heavyweights, and that's exactly what I think is going to happen tomorrow. Jaleltin Almeida, I don't know exactly when he'll get it done, but I expect him to get his hand raised one way or the other.
There's a lot to be impressed with Jaleltin right now. 13 straight wins all by stoppage. His UFC run, Luke, I rewatched it again this morning. I mean, it's just been dominant. And what's weird is he hasn't been forced to show his hands in any sustained effort, even his Dana White Contender Series win, which was actually really fun to watch. Did you see that one against Radzi Rabadanov, the Sambo master, where Jaleltin really had to work for that submission? My point is this. His father and uncle were pro boxers in Brazil. We haven't seen him forced to show that. I don't think this is the matchup, though, where he'll ultimately have to.
If you're going to start to show your striking, doing it against a guy like Rozenstruik seems like a pretty bad idea. The skill gap and certainly the experience gap is going to be wide. I think he's going to stick with his bread and butter. He's going to be a little bit like Bilal Muhammad, where I think eventually you will see some of his stand-up,
sure.
But it's once he's much more comfortable, and it's going to be in situations where when he begins to roll it out, it'll be much more advantageous for the hands.
So do you? We have seen in a few Jaleltin Almeida fights up to this point where he's just completely overwhelmed people with an early double leg blast, just right off the top taking you down. Even though Jairzinho is more of a natural counter striker and his fights sometimes can be slow and a bit boring if his opponent is not looking to get off first, you still think Almeida says, why am I even trading anything with this guy? Let's go right to it.
Maybe he does a little bit to show off, but it would be a little bit risky, and I just think he's going to make much better decisions than that. Up to this point, he's made really good ones. I don't know why that would change.
I'm going to equal your main event pick here for UFC Charlotte, which is the Saturday ABC card that begins at 11:30 a.m. on the prelims, Luke, Eastern time. I think it's a 3 p.m. main card there on one of the ESPNs, plus or minus one of them, Luke, right?
Yes.
But here's the point, Luke Thomas. I do think when Jaleltin shows his hands, when he's forced to one day, we may end up being impressed because everything about this guy is screaming. I mean, look, the patience, it's not just the technique and the aggressiveness and the strength to slam bigger heavyweights, which he's already done in almost each of his fights. The patience, Luke, on the technique, never spamming or wasting with strikes from top position. Even when he has guys at times in really vulnerable positions, he's sort of just waiting. When he does release strikes, it's usually right before he's making that final move to try to lock you in. You look over Rozenstruik's recent run where he has traded wins and losses, but when he steps up, he does lose. Blades took him down a lot. Jairzinho showed some decent bottom defense early on, but once he got tired, that seemed to change. Now, that fight was largely boring. It was three rounds. It went the distance. They fought at distance for the most part. I just think if Almeida gets down Rozenstruik in those positions, he's too skilled, too focused, too, like, three steps ahead of the game. Dude, Jairzinho might not get out of the first round.
It's possible. You know possible. He's gonna, and even if he does, it's only because Almeida took his time.
Right. Now, let's talk, because you put a seed in my brain. And we're not going to belabor here, okay, but we got a lot of fun in games.
We are already belaboring.
But from what you've seen, it's hard to know. This is the right test probably for Almeida because he's beaten lower-level guys dominantly. But we really don't know exactly what we have here. Is this guy, like, really on the way to a title shot soon? And could you see him as the UFC champion? Or does that depend on whether John Jones stays around?
The John Jones part, I'm not so sure about. That one's a little hard to say. And I do think he's got a title shot in his future. I'm a little bit unclear on the timing of when that would be. Only because, for example, let's assume he looks really good here tomorrow, which I suspect that he will. At some point, he might have to go up against someone who's got sturdier takedown defense, like Pavlovich has sturdier takedown defense, or even a Curtis Blaydes, who I would imagine is going to be really tough to take down for a guy like Almeida, at least consistently, and hold him down. Right? It's going to be kind of tough. So then he has to exchange at length on the feet. We just don't know enough to know what that's going to look like or if that's even a winnable path for
sure.
him. So for those reasons, I definitely am very high on him, but getting to a title in a UFC, even in the light heavyweight division, is not easy.
Dude, what a style contrast matchup him against Pavlovich would be, though. That'd be tremendous.
Truly grappler striker. Although, again, it's never really that simple, but sure. Feels that way in 2023.
Well, that's where we're leaning there in the main event, Luke, to carry on with OK Bet. Next, we go to the favorite, and we do have that card that we mentioned. Bellator is going to be in Paris this evening, Bellator 296.
Am I going first?
From the Accor Arena. I'm teeing up okay. Your thing by just reminding people, Luke, that they can catch that. What time does that early card start?
I think 3 or 4. I'll double check.
I believe it's 3 p.m. Eastern on the Bellator YouTube channels, but we go, or is that the main card? Main card at 3 p.m.
Yeah, it's
Eastern
early.
On Showtime.
It's early.
I believe the preliminary card starts like any minute. Right?
Yeah. So I'm going to go for my favorite. That's what we're picking now. I'm going to take Gegard Mousasi over Fabian Edwards. Now, certainly Edwards is a credible threat. I don't think he got to this position accidentally. And we've talked about what I think is a pretty clear, what I think I've seen are pretty clear signs of decline from Mousasi. Not that he's completely fallen off a cliff. That's not what I mean. But that is he at the peak of his powers at age 37 and 60, 70 fights in, whatever it is to this point in his career. No, I don't think he's at the peak of his powers. Nevertheless, he is very good. He is very crafty, highly experienced. There's nothing Edwards has shown or will show here that he hasn't seen before. The question is, has he dropped off enough to make the difference in skill and experience negligible relative to what Fabian Edwards can do as he steps up in competition? I guess we'll see. I don't think so. I think Mousasi can wrestle if he needs to here. And I think he's just got more ways to win. Typically, when he gets his back pushed up against the wall,
right.
His lesser competition, who can, like Shlemenko or something, he can find ways to win. I think he will here as well.
Skill for skill, he's better than Edwards.
He's just done more in the sport significantly.
It's just, what can Edwards do that could potentially expose some of the aging limitations that are sneaking up on Gegard? I don't know if he can here.
Make it a speed game. Really get him reacting.
Yeah, if we get a lifeless Mousasi in that sense,
yes.
That's probably the Edwards
defensively
lane.
Shelled, you know, confused.
So you're taking the favorite that is a minus 260 Gegard Mousasi according to Caesars, plus 210 Fabian Edwards. Luke, my favorite, I will stay on this Bellator card. Luke, Denise Gilholtz can fight.
I like that pick.
Okay, and she's a minus 230 favorite here against Paula Cristina at Bellator 294. Luke, this is not an overly featured fight. It's going to be on the undercard, but here's the deal for Denise Gilholtz. It'll at least be the featured fight on the preliminary card. Luke, she's 34. She looked ready potentially for a title run in Bellator, but three straight defeats. You would say, though, considering the names, Juliana Velasquez for the title, she got submitted by Conan Watanabe and then lost a split decision to Alara Joan, that, you know, there's quality in that. It's at the title level. I think she's better than her performances have indicated. Sometimes I don't know if she throws enough strikes against the super elite, so she tends to be in the spot to look competitive but lose the decision ultimately. I feel like she's got a bounce back potential opponent here that she's going to wipe. She's going to wipe through. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm taking the favorite, Denise Kielholz.
Okay. Very good.
Instagram told me to.
All right, very good. For my underdog, this one I was a little bit surprised by. Maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe I'm sleeping a little bit. I think highly of Ian Garry. I think he's got a great future. And I recognize that this is a, he is, by the way, very much favored to win and would not be surprised if he did. I don't mean it that way, but the reason I took Daniel Rodriguez as my underdog pick this week is mostly as an odds play because he is a significant underdog to a degree that I'm actually somewhat surprised by. I think they've got him at almost plus 300. I think he's just shy of that, BC, if you want to tell me where D-Rod is relative to Ian Garry for UFC Charlotte. Do you see it yet?
Yes, I do. Plus 240, Rodriguez.
Seems a little high for me. That
minus
seems a little
300
high
for Ian Machado Garry.
So again, I recognize that Garry, I see that he is the favorite. I understand the case for him being a favorite. I just feel like Rodriguez, we talked about it before, southpaw versus orthodox. He is a clever counterpuncher. He can also lead if he has to. He's got good experience at this point. You know, he got a late start, so he is a little bit older, but I don't think he's got too many miles on him. Of course, neither does Garry, but you just get the idea. Like, that's a very difficult guy to beat. Now, Garry might be able to keep it at range for long portions of the fight. It's really going to be up to a guy like D-Rod to find his way to the inside. But I think he stands a good chance of doing that. So I'm going to say Daniel Rodriguez is my underdog pick.
I like the balls on that pick right there. And I love this matchup. I think this is the best fight of the weekend, true or false, across all combat sports.
Which ones? This one?
Yep.
No. No, not at all.
You don't think this has the potential to be not only an entertaining fight, but a fight that we're going to learn a lot about both guys to find out.
Oh, I think you will learn a lot.
Like,
it's a fine fight, but
from
like
intrigue, it might be the best fight of the weekend. You think that's a false statement?
Depends what you're intrigued by.
Two men, all right, coming together. No, this is a potential elite crossroads fight right here. So, and you're going with the underdog, and I like that pick here. I think that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Garry might have to learn a lesson here. He might have to learn a lesson.
Or he's going to prove that he really is ready to start leveling up.
And I think that's why this fight is so must-see. Luke going with the underdog. I like that pick. My underdog, I'm going to stay on this UFC card, Luke. I'm going to go with their own featured preliminary bout. Two old guys are going to come together and bang at welterweight as Matt Brown and 38-year-old Court McGee. I add his age in because we know Matt Brown is still living the dream in his 40s and hanging on. And it's showing you the power of longevity. Luke, he hasn't... It's not the same Matt Brown, of course, but he can still surprise you with a violent KO. Mm-hmm. It just feels like Court McGee at this point is that guy who could be on the other end of that, who's won, had two wins recently, but, you know, there's a lot of losses in Court's run. He actually was lucky to survive multiple times not being cut throughout this journey. But, Luke, as we look at the odds right now, plus 180 they're giving Matt Brown as the underdog against the minus 220 Court McGee. I got to jump on that, dude. This is going to be an action fight. Imagine this fight going the distance with the judges preferring the violence and carnage of Matt Brown. Yeah, mm-hmm. You can imagine that.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. You can also imagine Matt Brown stabbing him and stopping him, right?
Just with a knife, just between the sixth and seventh rib.
All right, there
just you can't
go.
Let out a scream because it hits you in the lungs.
Was that an apathy line? Was that a bar?
You never heard that? Where if you stab them in between the sixth and seventh rib at an upward angle and you pierce the lung, they can't scream?
In my hometown, this is all we needed, Luke, okay?
This is all you needed growing
up. Yeah.
BC, well, I had a different pick. I just realized that as of an hour ago, now this fight is off. We just learned. So for my over-under, I initially had Natan Levy versus Pete Rodriguez going the distance. But Rodriguez, for the second time, I think in two fights, failed to make weight.
That's not good.
So, and I think in this case, didn't even try. So he's probably going to get cut from the UFC. And then on top of that, there's no fight. So I have to pick a different one right on the spot.
Why don't I jump in then and take my pick?
Please go ahead.
For over or under, where the fight go? And I did want to get you to talk about this fight, whether it's on your list or not. It's the co-main event of UFC. It's Anthony Smith. It's Johnny Walker in that light heavyweight tilt that, you know, still could produce somebody fighting for that title picture while sending the loser in the opposite direction. Luke, I'm going to say that this will not go the distance. Somebody's getting stopped here. The question is who? We talked about that impressive stat. When Johnny Walker wins, it's in the first round, and he TKOs you typically. When it goes past the first round, though, he can have some issues, Luke. You could definitely see the veteran Anthony Smith turning this around on the ground. What do you make, though? Anthony Smith told our own Shaquille Mejuri of CBS Sports that, you know, he was really going through some mental health struggles during the Ankalaev fight. He had recently buried his mom, and he hadn't dealt with any of that. He was just sort of putting it off, and he says in hindsight that was the wrong way to deal with it. He wasn't himself in there. Could Anthony Smith surprise us potentially here Saturday by reminding us of his skills and his game?
I absolutely think so. I mean, he is 34, and I would call him a bit of an older 34, just given the amount of miles that he's had. And again, he had a rough start to his career. We just didn't really know what he was doing, and then figured everything out and got really, really good. And I think he is really good. I've always been a believer in the upside of him. Sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't. But against an opponent like Johnny Walker, who these days is certainly more careful.
Yes.
No doubt about it. But can, I think, be baited, or at least will still try high-risk stuff, which has, in some cases, high reward. But, you know, it could be super risky. So a guy like Anthony Smith, who's got the experience, the jiu-jitsu savvy as well. Walker's only been subbed one time in his career, which was on the regional scene. Hasn't been in the UFC. Still, a guy like Anthony Smith can do that. You know, again, I did it to Uzdemir, did it to Gustafsson. So Walker's certainly capable of getting it. And even on the feet, we talked about it. That first round, he's a nightmare. So if Smith can find a way to not fall into those traps, yeah, he absolutely can win this one. Very much
so. That was really nice what Anthony Smith said about me, too, the other day, Luke. You know, it was really nice of him.
Yeah, he was being overly gracious.
He was like, that guy's a real man, and yeah. I can tell at the end of the day. Luke, they are a minus 110 even here.
Wow.
Stalemate here, according to Caesars. Are you leaning either way? You did not make this one of your picks, I don't believe. Are you leaning either way? Because I'm saying it won't go the distance. That's an official pick from BC.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
But who wins?
Man, I haven't even thought about it. You put me on the spot. So you said it's minus 110 either way?
Yeah.
Man.
It's a good fight. It's good.
It's a great one. I would lean. I do think Johnny Walker's not to be trifled with. I will lean ever so slightly Smith.
Yeah.
I do think here's the
Smith has to be smart in round one.
He has to be. Yes. If Smith starts to brawl with him, then forget it. But I do think Smith is the more skilled of the two.
Can Smith still physically come in here and look to gas out Walker and just outwork him? Is that still possible in this version of Anthony?
I don't think that's a real path to victory,
okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
It's going to be interesting here, Luke. Who are you going with on your revised, will it go the distance or will it not?
I will say it will not go the distance between Cody Stamann and I think it's Douglas Silva de Andrade.
That guy's jacked, right?
Jacked as shit.
Yep.
Cody Stamann jacked as shit too, but De Andrade might have the most insane physique in all of MMA. Like, it's shocking.
Jarlton Almeida is up there too.
He's up there too, but I mean, this dude is dice.
Job would say first team all body.
First team all body.
That's actually a decent line. That's a decent line.
Dude, De Andrade is, what did they say? Dice to the fucking socks, this guy. Anyway, both guys are actually pretty capable, but here's the thing. I feel like the way in which Stamann, who also I think is the better wrestler of the two, and I think also round manager, he's going to have to be careful against a big puncher who also takes risks but can fight out of bad positions like De Andrade does. So you don't want to get too risky on the feet with him. You want to control him as best as you can, which I think Stamann can do, but that's going to end up negating a lot of action and then carrying it to the end.
I like that title, round manager. That was like DC and that WWE referee shirt, right? You know what I mean? He managed that shape pretty well, Luke.
That was the buffet manager.
Wow. I'm looking forward to this fight indeed. Let's see. Luke Thomas says it will not go the distance. Cody Stamann did appear, though, in MK Donkumentary number 7.
Did he?
Homeward Bound, yes, inside the Extreme Couture.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Coach Nexak.
Yes, he was very nice.
All right, Luke, finally we go KO or sub. Where are you going? Which fight?
So I'm going to go. It's actually, you should take place in a matter of hours. I'm going to go with Mansoor Barnaoui taking on Brent Primus. This, of course, is for the lightweight Grand Prix.
Quarterfinal, excuse me.
Well, the Grand Prix.
Right, so quarterfinals kicking it off.
Oh, yes. The lightweight Grand Prix quarterfinals, of course, this is going to be in Paris, France, where Barnaoui is from. He is French. And I think it's going to end in sub. Barnaoui has a ton of finishes with rear naked choke. And Primus is good and a good wrestler, but I just feel like Barnawi, as I said it before, is the dark horse of this tournament. He could knock him out too. I definitely think Barnawi wins. I'm going to take a bit of a flyer on him getting a sub.
Dude, Barnawi's tape does jump off the screen a little.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
He's very, very good. That's a big pickup for them, for Bellator.
Luke, finally, I'm going to go with a very good-looking man in that UFC card. I'm talking about a Carlos Olberg, who, I've got to be honest, your erection for all things CKB, let's be fair, right? You know, Volkanovski, Coach Eugene, you know, Izzy. I mean, Izzy? Yeah, he is, Luke. I'm talking about you don't extend that. You go a little hooker. You get a little hookery on me. You like Dan Hooker. You don't extend that down to Olberg. Why?
I just haven't seen enough evidence yet, which is what I'm going to say.
What if I showed you his DMs?
I would cry. Can you imagine his DMs? Just like series of tens,
yeah.
You know, totally making it easy for him. I think highly of him, and he had that win over the guy out of Camp Springs, Maryland.
He made it look easy, Luke. I can tell you his name in a second.
Yes. I was very impressed by that. He's had a series of good wins beyond that.
Are you talking about Nicolau Negomirano?
No,
are talking
before
about,
that.
Tefan Nuchtual or
yeah,
Fabio?
Tefan. He's the guy out of Camp Springs, Maryland. I was impressed by that win. I was really impressed by that win. Nevertheless, I still haven't – you know, Dan Hooker's had his ups, he's had his downs, but Dan Hooker stopped Gilbert Burns with a single strike.
He did.
I don't need to tell you anything about Volkanovski or Izzy or a lot of the other guys in that gym, even Kai Kara France. Like, they've achieved at a very high level. Olberg is just much more junior to them. Like, he's just much further back in his journey. So I haven't seen enough tape to be like, oh, well, he's not so necessarily on par with those guys, but he just hasn't done enough in the sport yet for me to say that, like, he's this exemplar of CKB greatness. He might end up being. I'm not saying in any way that he won't be.
He's 32, though. He has a young face, but he is 32.
32, yeah.
So he's got Ihor Poteria in front of him, and Vegas really likes Olberg, minus 420. Luke, I'm saying for this purposes of OK Bet that this fight ends in a knockout. Both him and Poteria have that track record. They have that potential to do that here, and I think both are going to come in hungry to look to prove themselves. But Vegas likes him huge, minus 420 betting favorite.
Surprising. I mean, I get him being the favorite, even by a decent margin, but that margin seems a little high.
All right, okay, bet in the books, Luke, but also this weekend, Saturday night, the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas Showtime Championship Boxing is back. 9 p.m. Eastern. What'd you say? Yeah, but we're closing out okay bet by looking at the weekend schedule, Luke.
You know what I'm saying?
And what I was going to tell the people was that we got a triple header for you, 9 p.m. Eastern Saturday night from the Cosmo there. Rolly Romero, BC's favorite fighter, going to take on hard-hitting veteran Ismael Barroso, a last-minute replacement, Luke Thomas, a month out for the champion Pueyo, who had a VADA test pop.
Yeah.
So that title is now going vacant. Barroso stepping in. This is for the vacant 140-pound world title. Luke, I pop huge for Rolly. A reminder that at 6:30 Eastern tomorrow, you and I will be setting the stage for this whole card there on the Showtime Sports YouTube channel with Showtime Boxing Countdown. But Luke, they go live at 9 with a triple header. What should the fans be looking for? We haven't seen Rolly since he got knocked out by Gervonta Tank Davis, but you know his Twitter handle, his website name, sign up for KOs, Luke. That's what we do. We also sign up for cringe comedy, and I'm here for it. But
it's weird that you like Rolly and like you're not a big Cejudo guy.
Cejudo's like forced and fake.
What do you think, Rolly?
No, but Rolly
just out here like being Andy Kaufman or something.
First of all, Rolly, I don't know if you can see the medallion around his neck. It's him. It's hilarious, and he's got these great '80s surfer glasses.
Dude,
on.
Look, hold on. Can you show on screen the full picture of this if you can? But okay. See those glasses that he's wearing? You know who wears those? Rolly Romero, bullies in Back to the Future.
Yes, yes.
And Jay Aaron.
Yeah,
and Jay
your,
fucking
there's
Aaron.
There's your common thread. So you asked me, look, I think Rolly commits to the bit more. He's in on it. He's smarter comedically than people realize. Is it corny? Yes, but he commits to it, Luke. I don't know. What do you make? Okay, we'll get to this matchup in a second. But what do you make of Rolly in general as a threat, as a as a fantastic B-side opponent for big-name fighters in the 135-140 area. Luke, he wants Ryan Garcia bad if he wins this and picks a, and wins a title. He's also been calling out Spence at 147 for a while, whether
Spence
you think that's
evil,
crazy
evil
or not. Is he just a viable B-side guy that's willing to play the villain, or could it be more at 140?
There's some things that we definitely know about Rolly Romero, and there's definitely some things that we don't. So here's what we do know for sure about Rolly, and you have to give him credit for it. He can crack. He can crack. He can thump. He is a substantial power puncher. Maybe not quite as much as Tank Davis, but even Tank said that his power was formidable. And I think you should listen to that no matter what you think about Rolly Romero. Okay, he's got a big punch. And what I will also say is I thought he performed up until he got KO'd pretty admirably against Tank Davis. Yes, of course, Tank Davis won in the end. And of course, Tank Davis starts slow and has to work his way through problems and then eventually just closes the show like he normally does. Nevertheless, just look at the tape. Rolly did pretty well against him for long stretches of that fight. The problem is, BC, for me, in earlier, or I should say other fights that Rolly's had, the tape has not necessarily been so impressive. It's not been the kind of thing that blows you away. By no means am I saying he's a bad boxer or something like that. I'm just kind of pointing out that, like, we know he's got a big punch, and against the best fighter he's faced, he did rise to the challenge at least a good amount.
Tank showed him respect after.
And Tank definitely showed him respect. I've just not seen enough of a body of work for me to know exactly how good he is.
I will say that he upped his game for the Tank fight. Because when you look back at this tape, you see a barbaric fighter. We saw that in, Jackson Mourinho's fight, where Rolly won a secondary title, but nobody thought he got the decision. Well, I think since then, he's found out how to be craftier. He found out how to make his raw, awkward style work for him. It made Gervonta take pause. Obviously, in the end, Rolly ran into a punch against, really, arguably the best counterpuncher that sets up those one perfect shots to get you out of there in the whole sport. But Rolly said this week, Luke, I learned from that loss patience. So if I can come out there and set up my attack better, not rush when I feel like I got a guy hurt. He feels like he can do better. I just don't know if he can win big fights that he's not knocking you out. That's my question. Can he win a big fight where he's not dominantly the bigger puncher walking you down? You fear, I think, in close fights that he's not going to throw enough offense. It'll be interesting here on Saturday because I think we expect a war from 40-year-old Ismael Barroso. He's what, Venezuelan, is it?
I believe he's Venezuelan. But here's the thing about him. The dude's 40. He has been a mandatory for this particular belt, ready for this, since 2019. 2019, and I think it's the WBC, has basically been telling him, just wait a bit, back burner, wait a bit, wait a bit. Here he is 4 years later getting his title shot. So it's like you're not even like necessarily mad that he's in the spot, especially given what happened before with the original headliner. I'm just sort of pointing out that like, he is 40 years old. You got to wonder about what that's going to do to his readiness. On the other hand, here's the thing. He kind of earned this over time. And then on top of it, he can also thump.
Yeah.
Barroso can also thump. And so Rolly is hittable. You know, he should win just by virtue of youth. But BC, he's not out of this fight.
He'd be the right Rolly if he wins this. And like you said, we got to find out what happens. I think this will be a war. This will actually be, I think, the type of fight that plays into Rolly's strength and his style. So he may be the one winning the title. He may be the one getting knocked out. But Rolly would be the perfect B-side for Ryan Garcia. Tell me he wouldn't for a pay-per-view fight, somebody that's going to play the villain heel role, but also entertain you with his comedy. And then also because of Ryan.
Also entertain you with his comedy.
And then also you can't deny, even though Ryan probably wins that fight, he also might get knocked out.
Dude, this is like looking at like videos of people being beheaded and being like also entertaining you with the comedy.
Yeah, it's called Faces of Death. We had that on VHS in the 80s, okay?
Yeah. I don't know if that would describe it, what he does as comedy, more as just like deeply sociopathic, but you know, neither here nor there.
Okay, so you don't think Ryan Garcia and Rolly is a great event?
Of all the fights I would
look, I don't want to see him against Spence, but do I want to see Rolly against like Teofimo and all these other guys at 140? Hell yeah, right?
Maybe. Let's see how he looks on Saturday, maybe.
Okay, we'll find out there. That's a triple header. Catch Luke and I at 6:30 Eastern on the Showtime Sports YouTube channel. Luke, talking about sponsors, I'm using this new one all the freaking time. Have you noticed? Do I look Country Time Pink Lemonade with a little bit of jaundice?
A little bit less so, dude. My wife, who is big into skincare, she saw what this stuff was. She looked it over. She researched it, and she told me if I don't start using this stuff, Nothing. She's not going to leave me. But what she did recommend was...
But she'd consider it.
She considered it, but yeah. She was serious. She was like, this is exactly what you need. This is exactly what you've been looking for.
Did she call you Poppy, or is that too intimate of a...
My daughter calls me Poppy.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife thinks it's a little weird for me.
Yeah, that is a little bit
to
weird.
To be called Poppy by her. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Yoletta does it. Anyway, you were saying before you interrupted
throw
my...
Throw your hands in the air if he's a true player. Just the same
9 way. Out of 10 men experienced healthier and visibly improved skin with Caldera Lab, by the way. Tools to keep your skin fresh and confident as the weather heats up this summer, BC. Today, we have an exclusive offer for our audience. You could try yourself, and you could trust Caldera Lab for their skin needs. You can go use the code COMBAT with a K at CalderaLab.com for 20% off their best product.
And I can hear you listening and going, well, what the hell is Caldera Lab really? Well, I'll tell you. They're somebody that creates high-performance men's skincare products by combining pharmaceutical-grade science along with nature's purest and most potent ingredients. How about that for a dynamic duo, Luke?
It's pretty great, of course.
Well, as you age, Luke, you might notice things like fine lines, wrinkles, and, jaundice. It's time to take control of your skin with Caldera Lab. They've got something called the Regimen, which the Regimen bundle leads off their lineup. There's a twice-a-day routine to transform your skin. Luke, imagine this bundle. You'll find the clean slate, the base layer, and the good.
That's right. Clean Slate is where you start your day. Of course, balancing cleanser that uses gentle plant-based cleaning, leaving all skin types refreshed. The base layer is nutrient-dense, fortifying moisturizer that hydrates your skin and absorbs fast, leaving you with a matte finish so you can start your day confidently, BC.
Remember I mentioned the good? Ow, 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 ow.
It was good.
Look, the good is your go-to at night before bed and clinically proven multifunctional serum that helps your skin right around the eyes, right? Look, all together, tighter, smoother, and it reduces the visibility of wrinkles. There's a lot. I mean, the whole thing, I could read ad nauseum full paragraphs about what this does, Luke, but I want the people to try it.
That's right. The Icon, it is a rejuvenating serum. We're here to address the three most common skin concerns around the eye, fine lines, dark circles, and puffiness. And of course, listen.
Look, Caldera, if you're still in the game, use it.
That's right. All right. Caldera Labs is committed to transparency, sustainability, and excellence, of course. Want a better skincare for men, the whole nine yards. So through their uncompromising craftsmanship and exceptional ingredients and rigorous transparency, Caldera Lab is here to upgrade your skin and confidence. 20% off with the code COMBAT at Caldera Lab. 20% off Caldera Lab using the code COMBAT. Take your skin care to the next level using Caldera Lab.
So if you're in the game still, use it. And if you're an old piece of shit out of the game listening to this in your sweatpants, do something nice for your wife, okay? Turn yourself around, all right? Would you please?
Shave your balls, too.
I mean, seriously, what the hell's wrong with you? You're an absolute turtle.
I one time asked my friend, I was like, hey, how often do you shave your balls? He's like, I don't shave my balls. And I'm like, dude, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. You just got fucking billy goat hair down there. All right.
People are like, that's for the adult stars.
Before we start the wheel, I have a gift.
Okay, now is... It's what holiday is this, Luke? It's not my birthday, I'll tell you that.
Can you wear that in the rest of the show?
So this hat says it's Colombia, not Columbia.
Right, so if you said it with a Spanish accent, it would be like, it's Colombia, not Columbia.
Columbia.
That's how they read it. They read it as Columbia.
So, Luke, as I get this ready, for the first time in this show's history.
This is going to be so fucking great. Cool. Yes!
Oh, yeah. Let me play with this a little bit more. Let me get there. I got to get
look
the
at that hair. Where did you get a haircut? A fucking badger attack?
Wow. Shout out to Kenny there. Okay.
BC's like, yo, I paid $3 to this homeless man with a butter knife at the behind the Arby's for a haircut.
Okay. It does look a little bit like a beanie on my head, but it gives me that truck driver vibe.
These hats to make the whites look extra gringo. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta wear this hat the rest of the show, clearly, right?
Dude, I dare you to wear this hat and just walk around just saying racist shit.
Luke, do I look a little bit Hispanic with this hat on? That wasn't racist of me to
ask. You wearing that hat honestly looks like a hate crime. I mean, really.
Oh, God. All right, Luke, we once developed this segment called The Wheel of Death because you get very whiny and bitchy about, I don't want to answer that question. Yeah. I'm not doing that shit. Yeah. So we created this segment where you spin the wheel and you get what you get, but you've had years of abuse piling up.
That's true. 4 of them, almost.
Where you're like, you know what, BC, why don't we reverse that? And I'm like, we can't reverse it. I had the 3 needles to the bag. To reverse it sounds real painful, right? You know what I mean? Yeah, right?
3 needles to the bag.
Yeah, but we're going to reverse engineer the old Wheel of Death. So you've made the wheel with 14 categories,
I have made the wheel.
Right?
No, I don't have 14. I only had 8 questions, so many of them repeat.
Okay, that's fine.
And some of them, I want to say, some of them are very mean, but some of them are very nice. All right, and some of them are very fun.
So is this just a roast of BC?
No,
or is this an actual, you know?
So let's go through here. Let's go through
this
here.
This hat is so absurd, by the way.
Okay, here are your categories. The TFATK subreddit, because you're just going to own it now.
What do those letters stand for?
The Fighter and the Kid.
Okay.
I just wrote Alpha, American Alpha.
Yes.
All right. The next one is rap music.
Love the amount of effort you put into like writing them in like stylish ways and getting the full category name in there. You're just like,
feel free to lick
my balls.
Let's
put the first letter of every word.
Feel free. Happy Days. Okay.
What about that blank purple one? What do we do with that?
Dealer's Choice.
Oh, okay.
CT for Connecticut. SAT for Scholastic. I think it was SAT stand for Scholastic Aptitude Test, I believe. 90s Rock Trivia. Dealer's Choice. And then last but not least, Old LT, Luke Thomas. Let's see what you know about him, huh? So spin the wheel, bitch.
I hope you have really long questions that get people upset.
No, mine are not nearly as annoying as yours.
All right, here we go. So it's five spins, and I get what I get.
Yeah, just five. We're not even going to, depending on how long it takes, just even four, but.
All right, I get to sit in the hot seat and take the flames and arrows of outrageous fortune, Luke. Whatever I get, I get.
Okay, I mean, could that thing spin fucking longer? Alpha. Okay.
That sounds like me, Luke.
I don't know if I like this question that much. All right. So someone once asked me this question, so I'm going to ask it to you, but I'm just going to treat it this way. You call yourself, of course, the American Alpha.
What alpha shit, BC, do you do?
Not even. Let's learn a little bit more about Brian Campbell, the American Alpha. So you call yourself the American Alpha, or what is it, the BC with the
I wouldn't say I'm the BDE. Self-proclaimed BBC with that BDE, but that's what they call me, Luke. The big beige Campbell with that big dick energy, all right?
Okay. But to get to that point takes a little bit of trial and error.
A lot of error.
And you've gotten to a wonderful point in your life, and I'm very happy for you. But I'm a little bit more concerned about the error. Before you became the American Alpha, you were something else. Tell me about the worst date you have ever been on. And if it ends with a crime, don't tell me about it.
I guess for the spirit of this question, I have to answer it. You know what I mean? Look, I've had, embarrassing moments and bad endings in, the college life, visiting people, whatever. I wouldn't know if you call those dates. Those are gross escapades that end declothed.
No, a date.
Covered in vomit, right?
A date, yeah.
All right, an actual date, Luke. I once brought a date to 187 with Samuel L. Jackson. that wasn't necessarily like with Russian roulette, like a romantic way. That did not have a second date, okay? I also once went on a first date to American Pie. Remember that movie?
Yes.
Remember how raunchy that was?
Yeah, it was pretty raunchy.
I didn't get a second date there either.
Did you, after the movie was over, did you say, suck me, beautiful?
No, but it No, I didn't, but I think I exclaimed my interest after one date in the future of this relationship a little bit too aggressively, if that's what you're looking for me to admit here.
I can't believe you took a date to 187. I mean, what the fuck are you thinking?
I didn't watch the preview ahead of time, Luke. I was like, oh, Samuel L.? What, are we going to get snakes on a plane? This will be great, huh?
It didn't work out that way, did it?
All right,
Luke. All right, next.
Spin number two of the reverse wheel of death.
Yeah, what happened to this fucking wheel, man?
You know, it's been back and forth to Las Vegas. Do you know what that does to a man, Luke?
Yeah, actually, I kind of do. Oh, really? You want to do this one? Okay, time for rap karaoke, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
hey,
no,
remember when you made me do Encanto karaoke?
Yes, that was a good moment.
Let me take this down because you're going to use this as your screen. We'll put it back up here to finish.
I will not say the N-word if that's what you're trying to. If you're trying to entrap me,
I know it's your favorite one, but you're going to have to leave that one out.
That was Manich.
Be so kind.
Manich, have you ever performed with this, Mike?
Not that one.
Okay. So let me set this up. So he made me do Encanto karaoke. It's only right that I make him do rap karaoke. And there was a song that he mentioned he had never even heard of before that was maybe like the biggest song of 2005, even after that. It's Still Tippin', technically by Mike Jones. You don't have to do the entire song, but I need you to do Slim Thug's parts. And in fact, which is the opening one. So they're going
to
play the music in our ear.
Okay.
And the lyrics are going to flash up here, correct?
But I don't even know how.
Say again?
It'll be in the show.
It'll be in the show as well, so they can hear the music.
I don't know how it's sung, though. I don't know the song.
Well, this is
This Imagine is if the, I was like, all right, stop, collaborate, and listen. You'd be like,
once again, you're about to commit your second hate crime of the day by doing this rap along, but you're just going to have to figure it out. I'll help a little bit. Let's go. Here we go. Still tipping.
Wrapped in full golds, tipping on full foes. Wrapped in full volks, bitch, tipping on full foes. Wrapped in full folks, bitch, tipping on full foes. Packing full foes, bitches, still tipping on full foes. Wrapped in full vogues, bitch, tipping on full foes. Wrapped in full vogues, bitch. Vogue means tipping on, wrapped in the vogues, baby. Pimping for my hoes, and I'm packing for the full foes. Now look who creeping, looking, crawling, still balling in the mix. It's 6'6", long dick slim.
Long dick slim, stick in your chick. Come on, do it.
Pulling tricks, looking slick at all times when I'm flipping this dick. Berry sipping, card dipping, Grantwood grain gripping. Still tipping on full foes, wrapped up in full vogues. And then I Superman this bitch. Yeah. Blowing on that Indo. GameCube, Nintendo. 5% tint so you can't see up my window. It's Columbia, not Columbia, bitch. Don't talk about my coffee.
Top down at Maxi's. Go.
With a big Glock mine handy. Pieced up, creased up. Staying dressed to impress. Can you drive a stick? I could learn, baby. Yeah.
Gucci oh,
Gucci shades up on my braids when I escalate. R.I.P. Eddie Griffin when I'm riding Spreewells. Sliding like an escapade. I got a maid, the big boss of the north. Ain't shit changed. Still representing Swisher House.
Yeah! Not bad. Yeah. Not bad. Not bad.
Do you know what they used to call me in college?
Cracker?
A dropout, Luke. Okay, there you go.
All right. Two down. Two down. All right, here we go. Spin that wheel. Very good. Very good, BC. You're playing along quite nicely. The interminable length of this is really
it's great.
Quite annoying. Oh, dude, what the fuck? Can we this thing? 90s. Okay, great. Very good. 90s rock trivia.
Oh, wow.
BC, you should ace this. I'm setting you up for success here, I really feel like. So let me see how many of these I've got, and we'll go from here. So the key is how many of these can you get correct?
What do I name?
I'm just going to give you... the clue, and you tell me the name of the band or the song or whatever the case. Here we go. Name the band to have a music video depicting them running naked through the streets of L.A.
The Beastie Boys.
Incorrect. The answer is Blink-182.
Oh, yes.
Rusted Root.
Yes.
Had massive success in the 90s with a hit that has been featured in global blockbusters, including Matilda and Ice Age. What is the name of that track?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Do you know one time I went to a Rusted Root concert and drank 11 Zimas on the one-hour ride there and then never made it into the concert and threw up outside and ended up at a gas station in North Hartford for 2 hours and then Bogus's dad had to come pick us up? It was a rough night.
You didn't miss much.
What the hell's the actual name?
They were on tour with Jars of Clay.
I've always held it against them because of that. I know the song. I can sing the song, but what the hell's the title of that song? Am I really going to go 0 for 2 to kick off 90s music trivia?
You might. This was a huge
hit. These were not hard either. I just, I mean, it's not Send Me On The Way.
Can you sing the tune?
Yes, Send Me On The Way. Right? And then they're dancing on the rock and they're doing those satanic symbols and stuff. I know the music video very well, Luke, okay?
Yeah. Send Me On My Way.
That's the name. Okay, then I nailed it.
I'll give you credit. I'll give you one. You're one for two.
I thought it had a different name that was like not obvious, you know what I mean?
Okay, very good. BC, name the band in 1996 who had the hit song Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Deep Blue Something.
Wow!
Yeah, finally.
Super quick. All right. Last one.
Do you think he got laid because that was his favorite movie? He lied and
said, what about?
Right. So that's ultimately the guy used that movie reference to get laid, right? Because he felt like we have nothing in common. But if I lie and say your favorite movie is mine, be like, no, I love Dirty Dancing. And then that was enough, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you think he went hard in the paint?
Can I finish this?
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to read you some lyrics. You can tell me the song. I'm looking for the band, but extra points if you can tell me the song.
Okay.
Here are the lyrics. Ready? Am I wrong? Have I run too far to get home? Have I gone and left you here alone? One more time. Am I wrong? Have I run too far to get home? Have I gone and left you here alone?
I'm probably wrong, but I was going to go I Alone by Live.
Oof. That's actually not a bad guess, but that's not it.
What is it?
It's Alice in Chains, Wood. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Have I been
I'm failing this 90s test when I'm the 90s guy. So yeah.
That's it. I only had four of them.
All right. I enjoyed that, though, and I did F that one up. Congratulations, Luke.
All right, spin it. That's three. Man, I had one today where I was going to make you eat cat food, but I kind of... we did 90s already, so spin it again. You did that on purpose,
I can control that. I can control that.
Spin it one last time. Come on. I don't mind if you get it, but you just got to get it fair and square. Fuck, I put it on here. All right, here we go. We did this one already. Here, let me spin it.
Yeah, Luke, why don't you just poke one out there? I mean, let's slow that thing.
I kind of want you to do the SAT one because that would be really awful for you. CT. Oh, perfect. Okay, great.
This is my final spin?
You have one more after this.
Oh, boy.
So, BC, this one is actually not a big deal. This is Connecticut. Now, Brian calls himself the King of Connecticut, which is something that I'm happy to also call him. I like the title, but it makes me wonder, what does he really know about Connecticut? I have some trivia questions for him. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. What Connecticut native and revolutionary patriot was famous for his saying, I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country? This happened in Connecticut. Or Connecticut native anyway, yeah.
Is that Thomas Paine?
It definitely is not Thomas Paine. Yeah, no.
You're going to tell him, in the, Daniel Webster? No.
Nope. Webster was one I almost picked for a different
question. Yeah, no, it's not Mark Twain. Who was it?
Mark Twain? What the fuck?
I'm going with Connecticut.
Revolutionary patriot?
No, with Connecticut heroes who would fit the answer to this question.
Nathan Hale.
Nathan Hale. I should have got that one, Luke, but you know what? I'm not that worried that I didn't, though. You know?
BC?
We didn't really talk about that in my public school education.
I can tell. BC, what is the state insect of Connecticut?
Praying mantis.
Luke, it is! Yeah! That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I mean, I do remember that from school, right? The flower, there's a mountain laurel, Luke. You know, I know some of that.
Bullshit. BC, what town in Connecticut is home to the, this is a real thing, Nut Museum?
The Nut Museum?
What town in Connecticut is home to the Nut Museum?
I've never heard of the Nut Museum in Connecticut, so.
Dog, you've done a lot at the Nut Museum.
Putnam.
No. Old Lyme is the answer.
All right.
Old
Lyme. All right.
So you're one for three.
I'm not doing well at all on this wheel, Luke.
Here we go. BC, kind of go back to a simple one, which I think you should get. This one seems fairly easy, but we'll see. Tell me the state animal of Connecticut.
State animal? What the frick kind of BS is this? a blue heron.
A bird?
Yeah.
No, it's a sperm whale.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I mean, we had the Hartford Whalers, Luke.
I figured you might have
Nathan,
gotten that.
We had Nathan, I don't know if you ever heard of Nathan Hale. We had him too, you know?
All right, last but not least, BC, the name Connecticut means long river.
Yes.
In what language?
Algonquin.
Yeah! Hey, I feel like you got a couple of the hard ones.
I'm actually more disappointed. I didn't show it in the 90s. They're on very gettable questions. I kind of froze under pressure.
All right, last one, my friend. Hit it.
All right.
By the way, if we don't get to some of the ones you like, we can recycle them for a future date.
It's only if the people actually want to see this wheel return, Luke. I thought it was dead forever. You know what I mean? Yeah, we've done all these, Luke.
Okay. Do you want to just do...
Yeah, what... I mean...
One last time. One last time. Oh, what? This thing is just the worst piece of shit ever.
SAT, Luke.
All right, SAT. We can leave the TFATK one for a separate day. All right, BC. You have made fun of me for being on the math team, so it's only right that I just make you suffer with math.
See, Luke, I'm street smart, not book smart, all right?
We're going to find out. BC, if you drove one-third of the distance of a trip that you were on the first day,
yeah,
and then 60 miles on the second day, and you still had half the trip to drive... What is the total length in miles of your trip? I'll read it to you more time.
There's 3 days that we're driving.
Yeah, hold on. If BC drove one-third of the distance of his trip on the first day,
yes,
and 60 miles of the trip on the second day, he figured out that he still had one half of the trip to drive. What is the total length in miles of BC's trip?
He did one. He did one. How many on the first day? He did what percentage?
One third X plus 60 equals 0.5 X.
Dude, this is already making my brain hurt. Would you be able to get this without even thinking twice?
I pulled this one because it was the easiest one I could find.
Is this what you and your college buddies used to do? Sit around on a couch?
Just to make you feel bad?
Were you clothed?
The stuff that you would do on, like, mathlete competitions is so far beyond this.
This is like the entry-level question. All right, he drove for 3 days. The first day, he drove a third of the trip.
Yeah, the amount of days is not really relevant.
The second day, he drove 60 miles.
Yes, and that put him at half the total distance. What is X? Okay.
BC, the way to solve this is to solve for X, you fucking idiot.
Jesus, are we really doing this?
I didn't get a pen and paper, to really help figure this out.
The answer
for... Look, let me guess here. All right, so the second day was 60 miles. The first day was one third of the total distance. So... But we were only halfway finished at the end of the second day.
That's right. This is not, you're not thinking this through. Solve for X.
You can't make me.
That's pretty true. I can't.
Luke, my final answer is I pass.
Okay, this is very simple, right? The answer is 360, so very simply solve for X. If you have one third X plus 60, multiply both sides by 3, so that would give you X plus 180 equals 1.5X. Subtract X from both sides, that gives you 0.5X equals 180, in which case it's 360.
At what point in that equation do you get laid?
If BC has 3 unused condoms at a senior prom.
No, you're not there yet. Well, when you are there, you'll dominate. But my kids are in high school and they come to me with math questions. And I'm just like.
Like, what the fuck do you do?
First of all, I'm from a factory town, kids. But second of all, like, my look, they say you'll need math your whole life. I don't really need math.
I like how your answer is, I've transcended math.
Yes, I have. Luke, thank you for spinning, for making
round that of
wheel.
Applause for BC for spinning the wheel. It's not easy. It's not fun.
Yeah, but I embarrassed myself a few times, Luke, not just in math. But the good news for the fans is, Luke, after we sit on the throne of dead wrong right now and embarrass ourselves again, we may embarrass our future in our final segment.
I think we will. Wild. Yeah.
Let's go here to a dead wrong. We give you a chance at morningcombat@gmail.com to, come back at us. Tell us we got something factually wrong, spiritually wrong in terms of what we meant to intend or should have. Or maybe you just don't like us and you want to roast us. This is your chance. It's called Dead Wrong. Luke, we start with Michael. He says, on the Cinco de Mayo show, the American dickhead Brian Campbell said that Mighty Mouse fought Adriano Moraes 3 times in a row. Obviously, his last 2 brain cells have killed each other because how could anyone forget the custom rules fight by Mighty Mouse with Rod Tang? Either way, I love you fucking Jamokes. It's Michael. Luke, I'm dead wrong there. He had the Rod Tang fight in between, and I wasn't considering that when I was looking at DJ's run and saw the three straight Moraes fights.
But yeah.
It was not an official MMA fight. But it did officially happen, so I was dead wrong.
Fair enough.
All right, there you go. Let's go over to Jared. He says, I have a dead wrong from Wednesday's show. When talking about Kamaru Usman's 30% comment, Luke used 1% of what's left of his brain. Luke, if you took a journey on the first day, Luke said he said that after fighting in Chile, that's dead wrong, Luke. He said it after laying on Emil Meek at UFC St. Louis. So they're claiming that you gave the wrong location for the 30% comment from Usman.
Here's the truth. I can't say I'm right, but I'm skeptical that is that because I remember interviewing Usman that week from Chile on my radio show.
Interesting. Well,
I could be wrong.
Well, Jared says Lucas had too many vape hits and trips to the New York City subway, melting his brain to the point where he can't remember obscure MMA facts or when Brian said the odds for a fight when it just happened 1 minute prior. Thanks for the content and keep up the great work.
That definitely happens.
Yes. Also, Luke, to be fair, I wasn't told math would be a part of today's show.
Yeah, I know. I was being very shitty to you. I apologize.
Luke, let's go over to Dan. He says, hey, just a quick dead run. This is Dan from the Gold Coast. Is that Australia?
I think so.
Okay.
Isn't that like the Perth area?
I don't know. We call in Connecticut the Gold Coast, you know, like Greenwich and like those towns, you know?
No one calls that the Gold Coast. I got to be honest.
Hey, just a quick dead wrong for Luke. In episode 438 at 5220, he says only three people in the world wear white sunglasses. Dude from LMFAO, Jay, and Colby Covington.
Yeah, that's true.
Luke's dead wrong. It's four people. Eric Albarracin needs to be added to that list. Be better, LT. Come on, mate. His honorable mention for the Glasses Club is also Guy Fieri.
Dude, also, like, when the captain wears those things?
Yes.
He has, like, Christmas ornaments in the middle of them. I'm not sure how he can see through them, but he can, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, the captain can do... Did you see the captain was on the Ariel show, and he said that the Cejudo-Sterling fight did 700,000 pay-per-views?
Yeah, I don't think that was accurate.
I
don't think that's true.
Yeah, I don't ultimately think that's true. Luke, that's all we got this week for Dead Wrong. So now, Luke, we will close today's show...
Stupidly.
With a very interesting idea.
This is about to suck, BC. I hope you know. This is going to be terrible.
For all of us, Luke?
Probably for mostly me.
So it's called, we got a new segment. And the new segment is called Deuces Wild. You may say, you know, why is it called? Wow, look at that. Yes. Luke, why is it called that? I mean, you've heard of hot ones, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of loose twos? Because that's what it's going to give you after this segment, Luke.
Excellent.
A wild deuce chase is going on. First, we feast, but second, we violently shit our pants.
We both agree that if this gets bad enough, because we have to do work after this, that if this gets bad enough, we both have the ability to pussy out here, yes? Are we going to DJ Khaled that a little bit?
Hold on. My computer just reset randomly right when I needed it.
Yeah, go ahead and bring them on in. Just bring them on in. I mean, where did you get these wings other than the gutter?
Just it doesn't matter.
Which one is which?
So
they're both the same.
Thank you, Manish. Okay, producer Matt Ryle here of high testosterone levels and okay, Showtime.
Get more milk ready, please.
So here's
I don't think I have any more milk.
Go get some.
My computer just died, Luke, but I have a backup here. Here is ultimately the premise, Luke. I have concocted 10 questions of MK trivia history for Deuces Wild. We have 10 regular wings.
That's going to be bad. That's going to be bad.
We have 10 wings. And what is this sauce called from Buffalo Wild?
Which one? What's it called here?
Ghost Pepper. Carolina Reaper Ghost Pepper Blazing.
Carolina Reaper Ghost Pepper Blazing.
They just threw every spicy thing in there.
So Luke has claimed for years that he handles spicy food very well.
I eat spicy food every day. But not like this shit, you know.
I am notoriously bad with spicy food. I like a little. It tastes great. I love it. Remember I told you I was turning that pad thai up to two the heat kind of buried me. But Luke, I turn into a pumpkin very quickly in this.
Yeah, most people do. I probably will too.
So we got 10 trivia questions about how closely you've been following this show, Luke, over the past few years. If you get them right.
I feel like I'm about to eat some wings.
I eat it. So are we just going to dip? There's 10 wings.
Yeah, I'm
going
to dip.
Questions.
I'll try to be as fair as I can. Like, I'll let you approve the dip before I eat it.
So. All right, here we go.
But now, if I get it right, you got to do
I've got to eat the whole
and
wing.
And in fairness, I know, I would love to make BC.
Can we get plates or something here?
Yeah, we need a couple extra plates. I got to dispose of the wings. I also need something to clean my hands because it's going to be spicy, and I'm going to want to clean my face.
Now, this could get, you know.
No, hold on, BC. In all fairness, if I tried to make you eat as much as I'm probably going to have to eat, it just wouldn't go anywhere. So I'm not going to make you. But in the interest of good faith, you got to dab it a little bit. You got to dab it a little.
All right. I mean, anything for the art, Luke, at the end of the day, right? Although full disclosure, we're recording a Room Service Diaries episode directly after the show ends right there.
Right here. So.
So we may be doing it from the restroom or the ER.
Yeah,
Luke.
Probably.
All right. Question number one on Deuces Wild, the 10-question Hot Wing Trivia Challenge inspired by Hot Ones. But now you're going to have gross deuces afterwards. That's Corey Minichi. Thank you for the plates. Luke, here we go. Question number one. Morning Combat was birthed right here inside this Malka studio in Jersey City, which at 287,000 people has the second biggest population in New Jersey behind which city? 287,000 is the population of Jersey City, making it the second largest city in the state. What's number one in terms of population?
Maybe I'm overthinking it, but it sounds like it's Newark, New Jersey.
That is correct. 306,000 people, Luke.
Have a bite.
Question number one. All right. How much kick should I?
I think you should start off very lightly.
All right. I asked Ryle, our producer, and he said he tried these, Luke, and his lips were purple for 2 days.
Ryle is also...
And he said also his hog was purple as well. That was unrelated, ultimately.
He's like, yo, my hog is like every dog's pink dick.
All right, so what am I... I'm what?
Just touch it a little bit more. Let me see. That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's good enough. Oh, God. Eat it. Just, dude, here's the swimming with bow-legged women. Just do it. Get it down. How you feeling? You got to talk to us. Okay. Look. Oh, here we go. Big Trouble in Little China, everybody. Are you going to teach kung fu to the Guaylo? What's happening
here? This is heating up fast. This is like right now it's okay, but it's like the stormtroopers are coming. Yeah. Ice World Hoth episode five. You know the beginning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're coming. Oh my God, my tongue is on fire.
We might have to get someone else to read these questions. Can you read the next one? Look at that eye, boy. Boy, I can see you have not been diligent with the dye job. You're looking as gray as me, fucko.
Yeah, my wife's not happy about it. I brought the dye with me, though.
I just let the gray you take me away.
Okay, question number two. God, I hope you get this wrong. Which Nova Scotian town is 2022 MK Codonk of the Year Jay Paquette and his lovely wife Dawn the Boss Lady from?
Mount Unike.
Wow.
I swear on my mother, I've not seen any of these questions.
Wow. Nothing. I didn't think you ever paid attention to that shit.
Enjoy. And no, I'm not gonna bail you out yet. You're gonna make you suffer first. Let's see. Get the drums.
Okay, I'll admit, the first one was not as painful right away as I expected, but you can feel the beginning. It's like you've been infected, Luke, and they're coming for you, okay?
Come on, you're delaying the process. We have 10 of these. Okay, that's fine.
That's
fine.
A lot.
That's fine.
That's a manly dose right there.
I'm going to call it manly, but it's sufficient.
You always be like, BC, what actual alpha shit do you do? You're looking at it right here.
Yeah, that's
okay?
Not
math. That's not alpha. Yeah. This is, okay? All right.
Do it. Okay, rub it in your eyes. Definitely touch your eyes right away. Touch your ball sack right now. Talk to the viewers. Oh, look at that eyeball, boy. You're getting scoped out. That's the eye you make when you're horny, too, I bet, you fucking sick bastard.
Want to see my old face?
Dude, I can't tell if you're eating hot wings or committing a sex crime. Look at your face.
It's so hot! It's so hot! All right. Hey, you have to say, like, I may have gotten dropped twice in the opening rounds, but I'm still here, right? I'm still here.
The Rod Salka of wing eating is here. Let's do it.
Wow. Okay, question number three. At 111,000 views, our first episode of the revamped Room Service Diaries interviewing Glover Teixeira is our most watched RSD thus far. Which RSD, though, is currently in second place at 89,000 views? Oh, my God, this is attacking me. Dude, they don't come at you hard.
Yeah.
They get you in the back. Yeah, they come around the back, dude.
So
they reach around.
So it's Glover. It's not Glover. It's something other than Glover. Wouldn't be Blanchfield. Wouldn't be Brady.
How the hell do you remember Mount Unike? I mean, are you kidding me?
I'm going to guess, but I think this is wrong. I'm going to guess John Anik.
Incorrect. Fuck. John Anik currently in third place on the all-time list. It's Chael Sonnen at 89,000.
All right. I'm going to get one of these bad boys. Fuck off, Ryle. Okay, is that sufficient?
Dude, that's a manly-sized dip right there, okay? Oh, yeah. This is what Luke's dates in high school looked like, usually, by the end of them. Right before he paid. Dude, oh, my God, it's getting worse.
Can I have some napkins, please?
Yeah.
It's hot.
But up front, it's not that bad, right? You're like, oh, I could dance here. I could get down. And then before you know it, you're naked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
So we're what? We're three down?
We are three down. Number four. Here we go. Ooh, dude, this is...
Oh, yeah. That's hot. That's hot.
Okay. MK Donkumentary number three, Luke, which was titled Abstract and Abrasive, featured footage filmed in 2021 in both Puerto Rico for the Logan Paul workouts and the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut for Bellator 258, which was headlined by which title bout?
What time of year was this?
I don't have to tell you that answer.
So read the question one more time.
Donkumentary number three, filmed in 2021, had us at the Bellator 258 card in Mohegan, at the Mohegan Sun. We left because of Ashley's COVID, babe.
Yeah, she got COVID like a person does. Tried not to get fired. People do get COVID.
Who is that title bout main event? I hope you get this wrong. I really hope you get this wrong. You might be in peril. This is starting to look a little bit like Gaethje versus Khabib right
now. Shut the fuck up!
Okay. You little prick.
And it was a title fight.
It was a title fight. Bellator 258, 2021. It was in the second half of the year, 2021.
I have to go to the milk now. Fuck off.
Oh, wow. One dance with the devil and you're already in that white shit?
Have you seen your teeth? I'm going to say...
I really thought you were going to ask me my SAT score. That would have been embarrassing, no. Luke. What do you think I got in the SATs?
It's not great. I'm going to say Ryan Bader versus... Matt Mitrione? I don't know.
You realize we did a full interview show the day before, right?
I know.
The main event was for the bantamweight title, Sergio Pettis versus Juan Archuleta.
All right. Well, fuck me. Here we go.
Oh, wow. You don't have to dive. Like, you don't have to go underwater.
I
want to
do the same one, yeah.
You went underwater last dip. Oh, okay. That's a decent amount. That shows you got a little gall. Here. That's an ex-Marine dab right there. I like that. No such thing, BC.
Yeah, that's just fucking hot.
Oh, yeah. Luke, what if I outlasted you in this competition and you tapped like a bitch?
I'd rather
bitch.
Die.
Tap or nap.
Come on, next one.
All right, here we go. Luke, number five. During the infamous Feeling These Margaritas, Brian Campbell, live show at Beer House in Las Vegas last summer, we had four special guest appearances throughout the two-hour show. Not counting the many MK Donks who took part, including Little Anthony and V, Chef Kaz, Punch Drunk Pete, Melissa Loves MMA. How about that for a rebranding, right? And Dr. Mike with his tattooed wife. But Luke, who were the four guests that we had along with BC and LT on that show?
Rashad Evans, Chuck Mendenhall, Mike Bond, Aaron Bronstetter. Eat a wing, pussy.
Oh my God, I thought there was no chance you'd be able to get that right.
Eat a wing.
I don't even think you remembered them being there. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I remember their faces. That's it. That's a good one.
That's a good one. That's an aggressive one. That, can we get to show the level that I'm willing to go for this show? Oh, boy.
We're firemen. We live in the fire.
Okay, that's a lot, though. Did I make a mistake?
Eat that, you motherfucker.
Oh my God, it's so hot.
These are fucking hot.
It's so hot. It's so hot.
Are you doing the Sandra Bullock fucking Netflix movie bit? Because you don't want to see people to see your gross sex crime eye? Imagine if Popeye... I don't want to say it. I don't want to get into it.
Dude, that's so hot.
Yeah, it's fucking hot. It's fucking hot. Read the next one. Come on. He's got to power through.
Number six. Former MK producer Jason Aaron once shared an embarrassing picture of his failed homoerotic boy band, which was known by what name?
Oh, God. It wasn't GHB, was it?
No, that was... That was the name of the after party.
What was the... Oh, God. It was the worst. It was like... It was like... It had an X in it, right? It had an X in it, right? It was...
It did. Please get this wrong. Come on.
It was like extreme... Extremely whack. No, I don't know. God. Extreme. I was going to say extreme.
The correct answer was no escape.
No escape. All right, I'll man up.
Which is what you're looking at right now at these wings, Luke.
All right.
By the way, you touch them, you eat them. I don't want you handling my future deathbeds here.
Again, I do have full-blown AIDS. I hope you understand.
Dude, this is so unbearably hot. Like, it just keeps making a comeback. It's like the Rolling Stones, right? Oh, my God. My tongue is dead. Just sever the nerves already. My tongue is like Michael Chandler's ankle in the Brent Primus fight.
That means it'll bounce back.
Oh, my God.
Eventually.
Oh. How are you feeling after that one, old Lukey?
Yeah, not great.
Are you making a little comeback in this competition? You look a little confident, like Justin Gaethje in the beginning of round four against Portland in the first fight.
I think we're tied. 3-3.
Okay.
The good part about this game is no one actually wins.
Number seven. Yeah,
where'd you get these B-dubs?
Buffalo Wild.
Fucking hot.
Okay.
I don't feel like I'm doing as bad as you. You're struggling.
I can't talk.
I mean, they're definitely
my drug.
I'm definitely
I can't talk. MK unveiled its current iteration of this set on January 12th, 2022, where we took this picture with members of the Showtime and Malka team. Identify the first name of every person in the picture.
Oh, I'm about to eat a wing, I think. Can you blow it up? There we go. Hold on.
It's right behind you if you want to turn around. There's no chance you get this right.
So here we go.
They're all regulars too, okay?
Okay.
Identify the person you're pointing to and name them.
Oh, Jesus.
By the way, is that a shoehorn in Matt Snyder's pocket, or is he just happy to see us?
Jesus,
right,
Matt. You got a fucking, could you have a... Wow. Matt's like, I'm happy to see you.
Yeah.
Matt, Farley, the person who got COVID, me, don't know. Corey.
Yep.
Don't know. Jake, Courtney, Gaff.
So you're missing the guy with the camera.
I didn't know.
And the guy with
He's
the
right
hat.
Right here. I actually don't know his first name.
They're both named Mark, by the way.
Sorry, Mark. So what? You know what?
See,
I feel like this is fair punishment. Like, dude, could my lips
trick
be
question,
redder?
Though, because
could my lips be redder? My lips look like
Mark with the black hat has cauliflower ear, and he's covering it in his emo cap.
Yeah, he actually is. I think he got his black belt recently.
In jiu-jitsu?
Or maybe it's brown.
Can I get more milk, please, guys? Like,
they don't
a
have
lot
any
more milk. Guys, I need more milk. Can you get a cow up in here, please? I need more milk. Mark, I need more milk. I'll take creamer if you got it, please.
You're about to start eating creamer?
I'm about to just dunk my tongue in it.
Yeah, this shit's hot.
I look like Gene Simmons in third base, right?
Oh, yeah, it's getting fucking hot.
Luke, we need a live play-by-play.
Come on.
Wow, okay. Here we go. Number eight. What is former and hopefully future MK merch maven RJ Double Diamond Gangbang's real last name?
I genuinely do not know. Hold on. Can I phone a friend?
We should have had that option.
We should have. Shit.
Yeah. But they have to be a pro fighter.
All right. I don't know. I'm going to have another wing. Fuck you.
The correct answer was Dunzelman.
Dunzelman. I knew it was done something.
By the way, I have legions of text messages of Luke saying, hey, BC, if you should die tomorrow during this segment, don't worry. I'll eat all the wings.
I'm eating my fair share.
You fall on the sword. Oh, that's a generous dunk. Wow.
Come on.
You're like Vince Carter at the 2000 Olympics, Luke, going elbow deep on here, right?
We'll go.
Look at this. Wow. Okay.
Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing on a string, all right? From Burger King.
Bravo! I'm a fireman! I'm living the fire!
Number nine, here we go. MK documentary number two closes with an emotional music video about our working relationship that is sung and strummed on guitar by MK superfan Damian O'Hara. Which pop song did he cover and who sang it?
Don't know.
The correct answer was Hero by Enrique Iglesias. Luke, you're going down right now.
Oh, you can be my hero, baby.
I can be your co-host, baby. I've got more talent than producer Jay. Luke, I was almost there when you died at Bassett Hospital in, at that Bellator weekend. Mm-hmm. I will now assuredly be there when you die later this afternoon. Any last words, Luke, before you kick it?
Can I kick it? Can I kick it?
Wow. Luke, you're like Rocky Pennington right now, only you want to come out for round five against Nunes because you
don't hold me back, coach.
Wow. Luke is dying. Here we go. Final question. Will Luke add to his misery here on Deuces Wild? And what will the post bathroom scene look like? More to come. MK documentary number six focused on our victory.
This is bullshit. This is the documentary shit. Fuck you. Of course I don't know these ones.
Sorry. Let me get back to the question here.
Asshole.
The 2021 World MMA Awards, where we won our first of back-to-back MMA programming honors. But, Luke, nothing ever feels like it did the first time when you and I walked up on stage in front of a drunken Brett Okamoto and accepted our award from former UFC strawweight Emily Whitmire and some B-rate actress and activist that was standing next to her.
Don't ask me to give her name.
Luke, who was that other lady?
That's bullshit.
They're supposed to get harder as the questions wear on, dude. Do you know this show's history, or do you live in your own vacuum?
My fucking ears are ringing now.
Let them ears ring and ding, ding, dong.
Yeah. Here.
Ding-a-ling, ding, ding, dong. Keep those ears ringing. Luke, I'll give you a hint. She starred in Sharknado and the ABC Family series on gymnastics called Make It or Break It.
So she starred alongside 90210 star Ian Ziering.
Yes.
Or Ian Ziering.
Yes.
Well, my last wing. Here we go. I don't know that lady's name.
The answer was Cassie Skirbo, Luke. Okay?
Yeah, great. Thank you for making this impossible to get.
I mean, you did meet her. Well, you know, you were there. You did meet her. Luke, do you want me to? You want me to eat half of it? Should we do like? Should we put like where the spaghetti noodles in both of our mouth at the same time we meet?
You mean like Lady and the Tramp?
Yeah, Lady and the Tramp. You want to meet in the middle on that wing, Luke? I feel so bad that I'm watching you die right now.
I'm alright. It ain't that bad. It ain't that bad.
You want to stick your tongue in this cream hole right here?
You deserve to go to jail for that. Come on. Come on.
Wow. Kick
come
it.
On.
Kick it. Come with it. Wow. Oh, wow. Wow. You just dipped it in the death sauce.
Come on. Give me some more. Give me some more.
Ding. Ding dong. Give me some more. Yeah. Ding-a-ling. Ding ding dong. Yeah. Well, I'm too young for 40s and too old for blunts. The only thing I'm not too young for is the stunts. The girlies, the ladies, I love them with a passion. Back to the mic because I'm only down for action. Yo. Luke, that's an impressive performance. How much were you hurting there in the final round?
I've had worse. I didn't even finish my milk.
So you ended up eating 7 of 10.
Yeah. I don't know shit about this show.
Here we go. We embarrassed ourselves and our brand for the future. That's what we do here for you, the listener, on Morning Combat.
I noticed something.
What?
If we humiliate ourselves, we get the staff off their phones.
Yeah, they were real into it, right?
Except for Ryle, just on his phone the whole time.
Hey, Ryle debuted here as our handler today. What did you think of his performance?
I mean, I don't care if he lives or dies, to be honest with you.
Do you know those nuts that we eat on the RSD table because they raise your testosterone?
Did you get them from the Nut Museum?
Oh, yeah. Ryle put me up to those. All right. Thank you to our fantastic staff. Luke, I want to hear more of this post-fight interview. I think the people want to know because it's burning inside, but I could survive the day, Luke. You may not.
I think I'll be just fine. It just hurts right now. It'll go away.
Okay.
Told you, like, it's going to hurt me, but I'll be all right.
Of all the fights.
I've definitely had hotter than that.
And still went on with your day and interviewed somebody on the couch?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I can't believe Ryle got us one glass of milk, though. Oh, God.
There it is. Well, hey, for our great staff here,
Ryle's like, just dip your balls in the Dunkin' Donuts cream.
Who knows, Luke? You think we'll ever do this segment again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You do.
And I'm going to set it up where you have to eat 7.
for Luke Thomas's soul. My name is Brian Campbell. Thank you to our fantastic staff here, Manich, all the guys on the screen that Luke couldn't name, Gaff, all the Marks and Jakes that we have here that are normally on their phone. Thank you very much.
I mean, they didn't have Tristan in the picture. I would have gotten him.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to name all the animals on Tristan's arm and the tattoo, but I don't even know. There's these. He adds new all the time.
The thing is, if you ask me to do that and I get it wrong, I think by whatever code he lives by, he's required to stab. So
he treats his tattoo sleeve like Joe Exotic treated those cats in that documentary. Yeah, Luke, you know,
expired Walmart meat.
Yeah, really. At the end of the day, we hope you enjoy the fights this weekend.
Catch us tomorrow.
Are we really? We're not doing a real Room Service Diaries. Not only interviewing somebody on the couch later right now, but like tonight, are we really going under the knife again? Are we really?
We are. Yeah. I brought all my shit, so yeah.
Luke texted me yesterday and said, BC, don't tease me. If we're really doing a 1.0 old school RSD episode Friday night, you better be in it to win it. Don't just tell the fans you might do it. Stand up on that bitch. Don't just straddle the fence because it feels good in that wedge, right? Pick a side. Luke, I choose the fans. I'll do it. I'll roll it back. I'll come out of hibernation and retirement. I'll get a drink in my hand. I just don't want to lose my job.
Like Meatloaf, you'll do anything for this show, but you won't end it. You won't
do that. I won't do that. Thank you for this fantastic gift given to me by Luke Thomas. Remember, folks, they're Colombians, not Colombians. Thank you. Luke, we had a Colombian fighter. We have a couple on the –
We had a Colombian fighter we had to interview for this boxing prelim card, and BC asked him about hot dogs. That's not a joke.
He also mentioned – the other guy in the Dominican, that the Marine boxers were usually the worst.
They did Army, Marine. Yeah. Well, you know, Dominican Marines, how good are they?
Oh, wow. Here we go. Here we go. Now straying off topic. I am Brian Campbell. Luke, I just, yeah. I mean, this may be our last show. You never know.
Hey, listen, we don't get to come here very often, so we have to enjoy it when we do.
Yeah, they got to turn this set around. We have a top MMA mind coming in soon on this RSD couch. That's Luke Thomas. My name is Brian Campbell. Thank you for patronizing us. cameo.com/Brian Campbell if you want me to tell your mom happy birthday, and also you can probably pay for questions on Luke's Thursday chats, but who does these days? Probably a lot of people, right? I see what you're driving.
Yep.
Driving me crazy. All right, for Luke Thomas, I'm Brian Campbell. Tip your waitresses. Hopefully your hoes would actually stay loyal this time, but we know they ain't. They ain't.
End the show.
It definitely ain't. Okay. We out.